AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There is another wildfire to worry about in Los Angeles, in the Hollywood Hills. The flames can be seen from Hollywood Boulevard below. Allison Martin is watching.
I was really scared because we actually had an inspection today and they advised us that it wouldn't come over the hills. When we walked down to the corner, I actually started tearing up. It's really scary. I know it's scarier for people who lost their homes, but it's really scary to think that it's that close to us.
Two other major fires are burning in Altadena and Pacific Palisades. The fires have killed at least five people. Miguel Marquez is city manager in Pasadena.
We will not relent. We will heal. We will rebuild. These last 22 hours didn't bring us down. They made us Pasadena strong.
Crews have made progress containing the flames. Strong Santa Ana winds have eased a bit, but the fire danger in Southern California remains high. Today is a national day of mourning. The nation says goodbye to the 39th president, Jimmy Carter.
At 100, he was its longest living president.
I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence.
And America will honor it with a funeral at Washington National Cathedral. Carter had been lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda.
I just wanted to pay my respects to a decent person.
My mom was a huge fan of Jimmy Carter, so I grew up really admiring him.
Where Lynn Leverett and Tim Ritchie were among those waiting in line to see his casket. After the funeral, Special Air Mission 39 will fly the 39th president to Georgia for a private funeral at the Plains Church, where he long taught Sunday school, and burial alongside wife Rosalind at their home. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Longshoremen have reached a tentative agreement with ports and shippers, averting a potential strike. This is AP News. The wildfires in Southern California are having an impact on professional sports.
The NHL postponed the Kings' home game against the Flames with several massive wildfires still burning across the greater Los Angeles area. The teams were scheduled to play Wednesday night at the Kings' downtown arena. The NBA's Lakers are scheduled to host the Hornets in the same arena on Thursday night. The NFL is also monitoring the potential impact of the fires on the two Los Angeles teams in the playoffs. The Rams' wildcard postseason game against the Vikings is scheduled to take place on Monday night at SoFi Stadium. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Texas and Ohio State arrive for tomorrow's college football playoff semifinal game at the Cotton Bowl before snow is expected in North Texas. AT&T Stadium has a roof. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 129-122 to end the Thunder's 15-game winning streak. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.